I'm Talking, episode 368 for May 4th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking amen. So I thought I'd start with the definition. This really feels like a church word, but the definition that I saw in the dictionary said, used to express agreement. And I think that hits the nail on the head pretty well. I was always told that it meant so be it. And so the question in my head was, do people use this word in the quote unquote real world any longer? And I think, you know, maybe occasionally, but it's always to express agreement with something. Even if it's not necessarily in church, you hear someone say something that rings very true, and you might say, amen, brother. And even if you're not a Christian, you might say, preach it, and amen, or something like that. But very often, we don't hear that word used unless we use it in church, where, or maybe at home, but in Christian homes or religious homes where people are praying, and most prayers are ended with the word amen. And so I'm in my head always at this point, I'm like, and therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. But there is a challenge in the word amen, and I will explain that momentarily. So here's the deal. The fact is, as Christians, we use that word to express agreement with God. We use that word to ask Him to make things be as we have said in a prayer, whether it's request, whether we're expressing our thankfulness, whether we are voicing to God who He is in a form of praise. And we need to remember as Christians that when we end that discussion with God, when we end our time in prayer and we use that word amen, it holds a vastly different meaning than the world might use it. It still means agreement, but it means it at a very, very different level. So why the word amen? Well, this word comes from my scripture verse this week, which is from Revelations 1:7 that says, look, He comes with the clouds of heaven. Everyone will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the nations of the world will mourn Him. Yes, amen. So a couple things jump out here. The emphatic nature of the verse ending with yes, amen, means that we are in agreement with God that Jesus is coming back again. This is not something that may happen. This is a fact of life. This is going to happen. And so when we use that word amen, the emphatic nature of our agreement with God, our agreement with people who have spoken the truth of God, and a strong request of God to so be it, to make that amen occur. And in that, we align ourselves with the God of the universe. So don't rush through that word in a prayer. Don't rush through that word if you're in agreement with a Christian proclaiming the truth of the scripture. And remember, amen means we agree with God. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.